Well, let's turn from the quintessential French activity to the quintessential American activity, football. When the air turns cold and the days turn short, there's one thing to look forward to on the weekends. I am, in fact, ready for some football, the professional sport where every game is sudden death and every round adds layers of drama. The NFL playoffs are almost upon us, and a child will lead us through the analysis. Andy Benoit from BenoitMedia.com is actually a man among men, but he is 21 years old. He's been at the football analysis game for how long, Andy?
This is year 11 for me.
Okay, so you started when you were a 10-year-old kid.
Correct. Well, I guess as an 11-year-old kid, and there's that overlap a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. So you're an 11-year-old kid. What got you fascinated in the NFL?
Well, I've always been fascinated in the NFL, and when I was 11, we were actually, and this, I think it's just a coincidence, although maybe there's some Freudian playing in here. We were in Green Bay, Wisconsin on a family vacation. I couldn't sleep at night or not bother people when I wasn't sleeping, and so my parents had me write everything I know about football, just write in this little notebook here.
Uh-huh.
And my mom offered to type it when we got home, and so that kind of started a summer hobby. So writing about the book and then paying to print a bunch of copies of the book, that became my piano lessons growing up, and that's what I did each summer as a teenager, and it turned into a thing where I got to deal with Random House my senior year of high school, and here I am today.
That's amazing. Just think, if your family had taken a vacation to Rome and Vatican City, you might be a Catholic priest right now.
I have thought about that many a time.
So I read about you when our producer Dan said we're going to talk to the 21-year-old prognosticator. I said, I remember this guy because I read about you in The New Yorker, and you had, at that point, you were 19, and you were visiting Jets training camp. And I remember in The New Yorker it said that you had never, at that point, been to an NFL game. Is that still the case?
That is still the case.
That's amazing.
We should point out that Andy is from my home state of Idaho, where we have no professional sports.
Yeah, you're how many miles away from, what would it be, the Denver Broncos, the local team?
Yeah, them or the Seattle Seahawks, I'm not sure.
So it's hundreds of miles away to an NFL game. So how do you assess the teams? What, do you just tape them off the TV?
Well, I get DVDs of, for one, in fall, I watch as much football as I can, but I watch it as a fan. I don't watch taking notes or making a business out of it on Sundays. I don't want to lose my passion and enjoyment for the game. In spring, it's a different story. Spring, I'll watch games again, sometimes the broadcast of games, a lot of times the coaches' tapes of games, and break down each player and go through and spend 6 or 7 hours a night on each team and really study the game.
Now, that's important, the coaches' tapes, because people might not know, even real fans who watch a lot of games, until you watch those views, which shows everyone on the field at all times, you can't really get a good notion of what's going on in the field. But from what I understand, the coaches' tapes are hard to come by. How do you get them?
They are hard to come by. I had a friend who got them, and he worked in the NFL, and they're hard enough to come by to where I can't say who that friend is or how he got them to me. They guard those tapes.
Yeah.
I was told by the Bears, actually, because my friend moved on to a different job with a different team, and so I had to find a different outlet. And the Bears told me they don't even let their assistant coaches take the tapes with them when they go to new jobs. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. It's not like it's, you know, there were 70,000 people at the game they're trying to protect and say, oh, you can't see what we're doing here. But
well, it just gets to the paranoia of the NFL. And when we speak about taping in the NFL, we speak about the New England Patriots who are involved in a taping controversy. But putting that aside, and it probably wasn't such a big deal, but, you know, sports fans like to chew on it. The Patriots did go undefeated this year. In all your years of doing this, in other words, your, you know, 50% of your life, have you ever seen a team as good as this year's undefeated Patriots?
No, not even close. Not close. This is by far the best team I've ever seen, and I would think it's the best team of all time, but I can't honestly speak to that because I obviously been alive for a lot of those other teams, so I can only go by what I've heard and read. But this Patriots team is loaded top to bottom in every fashion. It's going to be like this for several years, too. They have a high draft pick next year. They have a lot of draft pick players, first and second rounders, that didn't even get on the field this season.
That's incredible.
We're seeing a true dynasty, and they're already a dynasty. They're going to take it to a whole nother level. And Tom Brady being, I think, 30 years old, certainly helps everything.
Yeah. Now, I have spoken to other football experts, and they say what you said, that the Patriots either are the best or, you know, maybe the 85 Bears are the best, which are a little before your time. But they also say that because the Patriots are so good, people are forgetting the fact that the Indianapolis Colts are a fantastic team, and even the Dallas Cowboys are a really good team. This is what the other expert, Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders, told me. Do you agree with that assessment? There are other really good teams out there in the NFL?
Definitely. I mean, throw the Green Bay Packers into that conversation, too. There are about four Super Bowl-quality teams, New England, Green Bay, Indianapolis, and Dallas. Problem is that that first team I listed is just so high above the other teams. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to take a lot to derail the Patriots. I mean, first of all, it's going to take Mother Nature. It's going to have to be bad weather someday in Foxborough.
Well, the Patriots are a throwing team, and if there's, you know, hurricane-type winds or some terrible weather, do you think that that would be a real problem for them to get their offense going in inclement weather?
Yes and no. Yes, in that they are based on throwing, so obviously it's going to change what they do a little bit. No, in that I think they are a very good running team as well, and a lot of people have gotten on their running back, Lawrence Maroney, this season. Bottom line is Maroney's been a very good player for them. He's played in the team that has Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Dante Stallworth, so the running back's not going to be featured. But if the Patriots have to run the ball, have to grind it out, I think they do have the defensive personnel to do that, and I think they do have the right players on offense to do that. So they can survive the weather. We saw them do it against Baltimore. Now, Baltimore's not a very good team, but that was a pretty neutralized game with the weather. Same with the Jets as well. So I think regardless of the weather, the Patriots are going to be the favorite whatever game they play.
Right. Now, the four teams you named as the excellent teams, they're not playing this week. They all get byes into the next round. Of the teams playing this week, are there any ones we should watch out for as a sleeper?
I think Jacksonville.
I agree with you.
I don't know how much of a sleeper anymore because a lot of people have them pegged as the team that could potentially challenge New England.
Yeah, sometimes there's a team that's so underrated they become overrated.
Exactly, exactly right. And I think we're seeing that with the Washington Redskins right now too a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Jacksonville, they have the formula to take on New England. I think they have the formula to beat Pittsburgh this weekend, which is a smash-mouth football game of running the ball, controlling the tempo, controlling the clock, all the old-fashioned style of game approach.
All right, Andy Benoit, football prognosticator, younger than anyone in the NFL. Thanks a lot, Andy. Great job.
Having me.
Speaking of football, Michael Vick and his dogs, what's going to happen to them? We'll be talking about it on the Bryant Park Project for minutes.